I grew up in a normal household with a mom, dad, and older brother. Because my parents worked full-time, we always had a nanny growing up. For some time, when I was really young, we would get a new nanny every 3 or so years. I pretty much loved every nanny we had. But when I was in the fourth grade, we got a new nanny who did so much more for me than I could have ever imagined. In fourth grade, my family stumbled upon Martine, who had just left her old job taking care of Katie, who she was with from the time she was born until she was 12 years old, because Katie's family moved away. Martine brought warmth, patience, and faith into my life. From 2 until 6 p.m. every day for 9 years, Martine was by my side. She wasn't just my nanny. She was my best friend and someone that today I think of as my second mom. Looking back, I know that she opened my eyes to seeing the power of religion. I never saw religion as something that could save people until I realized that it has saved Martine. I never had a reason to think about the positives outside a faith of my own, Judaism, until I saw how much Martine's faith in Christianity helped her. Because I am not religious at all, after my bat mitzvah, I chose to stop going to Sunday school every week. Seeing how Christianity helped Martine made me realize that religion is something that people live by and can provide the strongest community and support when you need it. Martine was always a good Christian. She never pressed it on me, but I always knew how important it was to her. I didn't understand it, though, until ninth grade. But I did always enjoy the cultural aspects I was exposed to. I still remember car drives where she would blast this music and be her absolute happiest. She would drive me to soccer 2 times a week, and in the car, we would put on this CD and jam out to her cousin singing Christian songs. He's actually a famous Christian singer in Haiti. When I would ask her if she had any weekend plans, she would say, sometimes, that the Bible study was at her house this week with her girls. Sometimes she would say she had a big girls' night out. Sometimes she would say she was having a family night in. I don't think I understood how someone's religion can be their home, how people in church can be their family. I never felt that way with my synagogue. I never realized the importance of religion until I was in the ninth grade when everything changed. Looking back, I believe that this horrible time opened my eyes to religion. It provided me with challenges to my previous understandings of not only what religion looks like, but also what religion can do for someone. I think my most profound spiritual realization occurred over my 4 years in high school when I watched Martine suffer the worst loss any mother could imagine. At 19, her son was shot when he was home from university for winter break, when he was studying the Bible and opened the door for a family friend who was being chased by some bad guys and let him in. When he closed the door, the bad guys shot through the door and ended up killing Martine's son. Maybe if I had to choose one moment that started the spiritual realization when I became so open to religion and such a strong believer in the beautiful power of religion, it would be at his funeral. This is because I saw there for the first time what religion can do. There were a lot of things that were traumatic and sad and horrible at this funeral. Unlike in Judaism, there is an open casket and people go up to the body and to the family. I saw Martine, her husband, and 2 other children sitting in the front row, about 3 feet across from the casket. The large room overflowed with people whose bodies were moved by the words they sang, and they were truly in another world as they sang about him being in a better place. In all of the overwhelming sadness, there was something beautiful about this. During songs where we were all seated and sometimes even during speeches, people would stand up when they felt so emotional that they needed to reach out with their arms, screaming out, begging and asking why, and crying to God. The level of connection that these people felt with God and with their faith was profound and was something I had never seen before. This was a community that was suffering openly and together. This was different for me. After his death, Martine stayed home for a month. She was visited every day by everyone in church. I realized then how the girls that she did the Bible study with were also her best friends. I realized that the church was not just where she would learn these fun songs that we would sing together in the car, but also a place that comforted her sorrows. After his death, she would put on sermons in the car. Sometimes they were about forgiveness. Sometimes they were about heaven. But by then, my older brother had left for college, so it was just me, and I didn't mind. I actually liked to hear them and see how Martine healed. I never told my mom about this, but told her years and years later. She was uncomfortable that Martine would listen to these with me in the car. But I told her I was so happy she did because she opened my eyes in such a great way. So I've gained spirituality as I've grown up. Martine helped me open up to different faiths, and because of that, I've seen what Christianity has to offer. I had a very religious Christian roommate freshman year who would read the Bible with fun with her boyfriend and talk about it while I was in the room. She was always surprised by how open I was to Christianity, but appreciated it because some people just do not talk about religion if they do not share the same beliefs as you. I don't question my religion because to me, being Jewish means remembering my relatives that perished in the Holocaust. However, I think with the open eyes I developed from growing up with a mother who was mourning the loss of her child and seeing how her faith in Christianity saved her and got her through every day, I've been able to see the positives of other religions that I may not have experienced yet myself with Judaism. Seeing the community that the church was for Martine helps me respect devout Catholics, Orthodox Jews, and other more religious people. It makes me curious and want to ask questions and go to other religious events outside of Judaism. Seeing what Christianity offers helped me know what I am looking for in Judaism. When I lost my grandpa a couple of summers ago, who I thought was the funniest jokester and the sweetest, most amazing person, I asked my parents at his funeral if there is an afterlife. They said that it depends on what you believe in, if you believe in afterlife. I asked them what they believe in, and each said a different answer, but essentially that they are not sure. I asked them what Jews believe, and they said essentially that they weren't sure either, maybe heaven. In that moment, I was jealous of Christianity. In that moment, I needed a concrete answer that gave me hope or at least something to believe in. As I struggled to accept my grandpa had passed away, I realized what I believed in based on my thoughts and spiritual connection to my grandpa. Sometimes I will talk to my grandpa, remind him that I miss him and I'm thinking of him. Sometimes I remind myself to enjoy them like my grandpa would. To make jokes. That summer, as I was driving home from work every day, I would feel his presence on this one curvy street that was surrounded by trees and lit up by the sun setting. I still feel him there. Sometimes when I question if I really think he is there with me, I realize that maybe he is not really there, but feeling him with me is enough. It is powerful. It makes me remember to live like him and smile more. I may feel him with me because I associate this beautiful street lit up by the sun with his warm, glowy smile that always made me feel so happy. Even if it is not real, that's okay because it makes me happy. So to tie things up, I think spirituality and religion can have the most amazing power of making people happy. Thank you.